Oh yeah, listen to this.
Yeah.
Oh. We'll get it going, big boy.
Hey.
The sick Miles, the looking for sympathy, sick Miles.
And I got it.
I am so ill. My name is Miles, and I am so ill.
Sounds like Piglet on his deathbed.
That's what you sound like.
Really?
Pooh Bear, I am so ill.
I know. You said, wow, it's eerie. It's so eerie. Do you use that voice in the bedroom at all? Just
that's right. Yes. Oh, every once in a while. Only one.
All right. In the Piglet voice.
Only when she's being Christopher Robin.
Yeah.
You didn't like that one, did you?
Yeah.
Christopher Robin.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. That was a joke.
Mm-hmm.
Oh my gosh, you and your illnesses, for Christ's sake.
Sorry, man.
I was just like, what is this guy, what's with this? I'm sick and I can't go anywhere and I'm you know, an invalid.
I was gonna, you know, do some stuff and I couldn't do it. You know, so it happens. So what? I'm over it.
I can see you're in a good mood tonight. This is going to be fantastic.
No, I was in a good mood until you called, and then I.
Blame me. Yes.
I was trying to eat before the podcast, and everybody was like, "Oh, you still eating? Eat, come on, eat!"
Even gave you extra minutes.
Oh my God! Like
it is like 8:30 at night. You know, I'm just saying.
Well, are you my fucking mom? Jesus Christ, man.
I mean, it's not good for you. I mean, you're not a healthy person.
Neither is living, man. Living's not good for you either, man.
You're not a healthy person, and you're eating really late, bad food.
I know.
Greasy mall food.
I know.
The worst food you could possibly eat. I mean, you might as well just...
Oh my... Are you done?
Go really? Load up at Aunt Annie's pretzels.
I was in a good mood up until about... 10 minutes ago.
You're like, hey, you know what? Don't brush the pretzel with butter. Just give me the butter dish and I'll drink it as my drink. Just fill up this large cup with butter. I'll just drink it. Thank you.
Yeah. Okay.
Delicious.
Yeah. Full.
Well, I'm glad you had a good meal.
But anyway, enough with me.
Did your kids just eat now too? I mean...
I really couldn't afford for them to eat, I guess.
Oh, okay.
So they got to watch me eat. Like, I didn't eat the black olives, so I'm letting them have them.
Here you go, kids. Here's some black olives.
But sure, though.
Oh, my gosh.
Yeah.
I just saying, it's a little late, that's all.
No, I'm sorry I didn't
for my
conform
tastes.
To your, you know, thing, whatever.
Okay. I'm just asking, that's all.
Yeah, I don't know. Well, I didn't, you know, whatever.
Yeah. Oh, my goodness. Well, I have an apology to make, so you'll feel good about this. This will bring you back. This will perk you back up.
Go ahead.
Yeah, so. As you know, last week I had a little side story before our whole 80s thing that we delved into a little bit there.
Mm-hmm.
And my side story was about old men in chapstick.
Right.
And I used a derogatory comment about that. Do you remember what I said?
I do. Yes, I do.
Yeah. Oh, do you want to repeat it or no?
You're the one that got in trouble, not me. I know where
I said
going,
that they looked
so.
Gay, is what I said.
Yes.
And I was called on it, rightfully so, by Superfan CB. I probably shouldn't use the gay slang.
Yeah.
So much. But, you know, that's what I did, so. but I'm owning up to it. I always say this. You're the one that seems to be a little bit, you know, worried about these things. It's okay to be gay.
It is. No, if you want to be, go ahead.
If you want to be gay, it's
okay. Once again, it's your story, though. You try to project me into your story.
No, I talk about the gay thing is all.
No, but somehow you try to, like, suck me into the gay thing, you know? And I'm like, you're not going to suck me into this gay thing. You're not.
So I shouldn't use gay as a derogatory thing. It's not manly. I should have said something along the lines of they're very feminine.
Homoerotic.
Yeah,
would that be more? No, I don't know. You know, I was thinking about this. I go, you know, it's going to be hard now because like so many things have changed now. You know.
You think?
If you say retarded, that's retarded. Okay, like for instance.
Right. Yeah.
Like growing up, you never thought anything about saying that, but now you're like, oh, you know, you're not supposed to say that. Or,
well, yeah, not in polite company, but we're not polite company.
I know, but you know what I'm saying? It's going to be hard, you know, because there's like so many things have changed over the, you know, last several years, you know.
Yeah. Well, no, I didn't mean anything, but I was not.
Yeah.
Even though I did say that, my heart was that it just, you know, it didn't look good.
Yeah.
But yes, I admit to it, and we'll.
Yeah.
Apologize and, you know, don't think like, if it's okay, if you want to be gay, it's fine. No big deal.
Well, there you go. Well,
I'm all for it. I think you should have rights to get married if you want to. I don't think it's a good idea, I'll be honest with you. I think if you're, you know, I don't think anybody should get married, but that's just me. You're not going to say anything?
The views expressed by Bob are not so necessary. Hey,
my wife knows that that's my view on marriage. I said, you know, I don't think we need to get married, but she wanted to get married, and I'm like, all right, that's fine with me. But I don't think you have to get married. I don't even understand any of that.
Yeah. What is it really? Sense. I mean, really? You know.
It's just the man, you know, lauding the tax system over you. Don't fall for that crap. Just be happy.
Yeah.
Don't fall for all that. Now, I suppose the upside is, you know, they hold your insurance and stuff like that hostage. But
right.
You know, that's the up. That's if you're married, that's the upside, which I think is a bunch of crap too. But I can't change that. So. You know.
Yeah. Wow.
It's heavy stuff tonight.
Yeah, wow. It's hoping to be a funny show tonight.
But I think if you do get married, then, you know, I guess you should get the bennies. So you should get the insurance business.
Yeah.
And, you know, you should get some time off, you know.
Yeah.
For the any kids you adopt or have or what have you.
Mm-hmm.
You know, the United States has a really whacked out work ethic. You know that? Over in Europe, they get a lot of time off. Like the whole frickin' month of August is, you know, free for all over there. You know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
And here, no, you just gotta work. Keep working. Shut up, keep working.
Yeah.
You know, they get a lot of more holidays over there.
Yeah.
They don't work as long, and, you know, the work week is shorter.
Mm-hmm.
In a lot of places, not everywhere, obviously. So, yeah, we're just wacky. I mean, we're not as wacky as China, but that's a whole other.
Wow.
I hope, you know, Foxconn folks are listening to this one. So.
Yeah.
And you know what? It's okay if you're gay, get married. You want.
Bob's going for some award or something here.
Yeah.
Jake Leonard,
if you're close to Iowa, you can get married in Iowa, at least certain parts of Iowa right now. So go for it.
Yeah. I think the whole state, I think.
Oh, is it the whole state? I thought there was like counties or something.
I think it's open.
Really? Well, you know what I think you should do, Miles?
What's that?
You should get ordained and you should start marrying gay people.
Well, you know what? You are already ordained.
I am, but I don't live in Iowa. I want
to follow your lead, you know?
If you were to bankroll it, I would come up and marry people in Iowa, if that was legal.
Yeah.
I don't want to do illegal things, but...
Right. Well, I would not bankroll you to do
that. Oh, well, see?
Yeah.
I bankroll you. Come on.
Okay. Yeah, okay.
Well, I'm just saying.
I think I've asked you for money many a times to attend card signings and stuff like that.
Yeah, and what do I say? No thanks.
No thanks. I'd rather spend it selfishly on my family and children.
That's right. That's what I say.
Dance lessons and singing.
That's right. Dance lessons and singing and piano lessons.
Piano lessons, yes.
Yeah. Making my children well-rounded, yes. Yeah.
That's all right. That's all right.
I might want a new shirt every couple of years, something like that.
Well, the world's longest apology, you know.
Yeah, okay. No problem.
Well, we'll try to clean it up. I can't promise it, but we'll...
No, I just didn't mean to. It wasn't to offend. I understand where he's coming from, so...
Yeah.
And I wasn't supposed to be in that vein of things. I am, you know, happy for people to be gay. I think it's probably a pretty good choice for a lot of folks.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah.
Do what you want, as long as you're not hurting other people or, you know, overly hurting yourself in some way.
Mm-hmm.
So, I'm all for it. But anyway. So, Miles. What's going on? Anything going on with you?
Yeah, I went to the doctor today. And,
please.
I had this cyst, you know, on my whatnot, and I go, hey, could you look at this? And
what? You have a
he
cyst?
Did.
What? No, stop here. Wait a minute. Back up.
Yeah.
Did you really go to the doctor today?
Yeah, I did. Yeah, I am in horrible health, actually. I do go to the doctor quite often, actually, to get checkups and stuff.
Yeah, I know. That's the terrible part. Unfortunately, you've been in horrible health for as long as I've known you.
Yeah, pretty much.
Pretty much.
Yeah.
Always a horrible health. I mean, they're early on, probably not so horrible, but it's been downhill for, you know, 2 decades.
You know why your health insurance is so high?
It's because of you.
Look at me. Yeah. And you're like, oh, jeez, that guy.
Yeah, and the doctor, you go in, the doctor's like, it's just razor burn. It'll be fine. You'll be okay.
Yeah.
You know, get a better grade of shaving cream. You're fine.
Yeah.
And you're like, I don't know what's going on.
No. So, yeah, I
if you didn't have
down.
Such acreage, you probably wouldn't hurt your face when you shaved. You get tired and sleepy.
No.
It's like you're a farmer and you got to get every acre tilled, you know.
Yeah.
You got like 400 acres of face.
Yeah, right. Right.
Yeah. When you shave, you know.
Yeah.
Your mom doesn't even have as much surface area on her legs to shave.
Don't make me laugh, man. You're going to get me coughing here. Right?
It's like, you know?
Yeah. So, yeah, I had to squeeze in all my man questions today.
Do you really have a cyst on your whatnot?
Yeah, I did, yeah.
What? Which whatnot are we talking about?
I just, you know, it doesn't matter. The point is, I did have to drop trial, actually.
You do that all the time when you go to the doctor, even if it's just to the dentist. He thinks it's a little odd, but...
He's like, he goes, well, I'm an ophthalmologist, but I guess I can look. I don't... No, well, what was weird was he's like, it's not cancer, it's not VD. I'm like, oh, well, that's a really... That would be hard to explain at all. Listen, I...
Not really.
I got this thing.
You know, you got the clap from the glory hole.
You know that thing with me and Desiree a long time ago? Okay, I lied. It really went down.
Yeah, no chance. Yeah.
So... Well, my wife saw mad at me. She's like, what did you and the doctor talk about?
And you're like, evidently my whatnot.
Yeah, I did. I actually did. I had post man questions. I go, you know, I'm not easily aroused anymore, doctor. And he's like, yeah, what happened? Because we're, you know, we're like 40-ish. No, it's...
I'm sorry.
What?
You're cracking me up with this line of questioning.
He's like, well, I mean, are you able, you know, when, you know, are you able to, you know.
Is the soldier
like, salute? Oh, yeah, yeah, I'm able to, you know, but. What?
The soldier still salute?
Yes, yes, but not as often, you know what I'm saying? Like, you know, when you're a young guy, you know, you're.
All right.
Like, you know, no, I'll take the zero teacher, you know, I got some stuff going on, okay. You know what I'm saying?
Okay, I guess I know what you're saying. I'm not.
You know, I'm saying. He's like, well, you know, you can get, you know, your testosterone down. And stuff.
Oh, you got low T, like those commercials.
Yeah.
You're going to be driving a convertible with.
I know, yeah. I'm going to need a bathtub by myself or something like that. Yeah, it'll just be me. There'll be no woman. It'll just be me and, like, some porn.
Got low T.
Yeah, but.
Oh, my gosh.
Yeah, my wife's all embarrassed now. Oh, my God, you didn't say that, did you? I was just asking, you know, I mean, I'm 45 now. I'm not a kid anymore, you know?
Like, no, you're not. You're not a kid anymore.
I mean, I'm able to do my stuff. I'm just saying, you know, I just...
I don't know what your stuff is. Let's keep that, you know,
my stuff,
secret.
You know. Let's keep film, you know, film, a little film.
Oh, my goodness.
The old in-app.
So you were telling the doctor about your... You're slow to grow.
Well, I mean, no, he kept throwing out the E word, you know. I'm like, okay, yeah. Don't, you know. Yeah.
Oh, erectile dysfunction?
No, just erection. He kept saying that.
Oh,
yes,
erection.
Yes, yes. 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 That's it, yes. Because as you get older, a man's drive goes down, but a woman's goes up.
Really?
I'm like, okay.
That doesn't make any sense.
I'm waiting for that, but okay, all right, okay, all right.
He didn't say it goes through the roof.
Yeah, now my wife's all embarrassed. Oh, my God, you didn't say that.
He said it goes like, up.
I go, what, two women can sit there and talk about their period or...
Well, that's natural.
You know, whatever, but, you know, two men want to talk about, you know...
I don't... Tell her, you can tell her I don't really want to talk about this either, but I'm just going along with it.
That wasn't the most disturbing part.
Oh, God. Did he stick his finger up your ass?
He wanted to. I said, next time. Next time. Next time.
Never on a first visit, doctor.
I've been eating a lot of Mexican lately.
Oh, yeah. Okay. So,
you know.
You're going to pop out some corn.
The most disturbing part was I was leaving. He's like, yeah, check out your podcast.
Oh.
Oh, no, you didn't. Dun, no. That's where the line was crossed. I go, you can look at my junk. We can talk about ED, but when you talk about the podcast, we're done talking.
Is this Dr. Mike?
The line has been crossed. Dr. Mark. Mark, yes.
Dr. Mark. I can't remember which one he is.
Yeah.
With the speedboat, right? Dr. Mark's got the speedboat.
Yeah. No. That was ears, nose, and throat guy.
Oh,
that was
a different.
He's not
doctor.
Here anymore. Yeah, that guy had a speedboat. Yeah, that was nice. Yeah.
Oh,
so we're talking about ED. I don't really have ED, okay? So we're not clear on that. I am not shooting pool with rope, okay? I'm okay there. I'm just saying.
I don't think anybody was saying that. I think that you jumped right out there with that.
I just want to clarify that so people don't, like, send me free Viagra or something like that because I don't need it. You know what I'm saying? I'm just saying, you know.
Okay. You still there?
Yeah.
Oh, okay. I thought maybe you hung up.
No, I'm just saying, you know, it's like, you know, like I have to watch like the opening credits to Barbarella now just to kind of, you know, have like a fluffer, you know, just to, you know, yeah.
Okay.
I don't know.
What do you mean? Like, you can't just, your imagination doesn't do it for you anymore or what?
Yeah.
Oh, really?
No, I was asking because I had like an onset of diabetes thing. I go, is it diabetes or what is it, you know?
Yeah. My wife says my spooge tastes real sugary lately. She's like, my nickname's become wedding cake icing.
Tastes like you who?
Tastes like you. They call me the icing on the cake, you know what I'm saying?
A little sugary. You might want to get tested for diabetes.
You might want to get tested.
I'm not going to get tested for diabetes.
Yeah.
All right. Just finish up.
Okay. Yeah, nice.
Not keeping you around for nothing, man. Come on.
You're like, I got a sample ready for you, Doc. You want to taste it? I brought a spoon.
Yeah, I don't know. I thought it was a really double standard, you know, why. So, oh my God.
That's a weird one. That's.
And you're not. I mean, when you're with your doctor, can you not ask him questions?
I suppose. I don't know.
I go, you know why all these guys die of, like, prostate cancer? Because they're embarrassed.
Oh, well, then that's fine, I guess, if you don't mind.
I think that's why. I think that's why so many guys die of it, because they're like, I'm not going to tell no doctor about them.
Yeah. So did you get your prostate tested then, did you?
Not today. It's coming up.
Coming up, okay.
Coming up. So...
Oh my gosh.
Yeah.
I got the kids. My wife told me my spooch tasted like Hawaiian food. I got the kids.
Why doing Max from what the hell was that show? Oh, Robert Wagner.
Heart to Heart.
Yeah, it was a Heart to Heart.
You're
the butler from Heart to Heart.
It was
murder. Yeah.
Come on, Freeway.
Freeway, yeah.
Doctor, Freeway can't help me get it up no more.
I thought that would be a good segue, though, into your whole apology thing. And then.
Oh, yeah. Well, I don't know if that's a good segue. But
I don't know. Yeah.
So you're going to be okay? I mean,
Yeah, but, so no little blue pills. I'm just asking. I'm just saying.
Okay.
I don't. You were kind of quiet through this whole thing, but it's okay.
I don't have a problem. I'm older than you are.
Yeah.
I don't see any issues right now.
Yeah. Yeah.
I think I'm A-okay.
Yeah.
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 I'm just asking. I'm just saying.
Good.
You know,
I'm good to go.
Not only do we talk about humorous and funny things, but we talk about men's health on this show too.
Yeah, it's amazing. Is that what you're... Next time you go in, you're going to say, hey, did you hear that men's health segment about my wiener?
I'll do a men's health thing. I don't care.
The more you know.
The more you know. But yeah, go get tested, guys. Man, seriously.
You know, right when I left the office, I went and bought a $5 blowjob just to make sure everything was still working.
Nice.
You know, it's not easy in this town to find a $5 blowjob, but you hit the dollar store, between the pay cycle, you might get lucky. So.
Anyway.
So you're going to be okay?
Yeah, I'm fine.
Oh, good, I would say, probably. I'm just guessing here.
Yeah.
I'm just throwing this out,
Mm-hmm.
You probably got a lot more mileage, self-mileage, as it were, on your equipment than I do, I'm saying.
So yeah, yeah.
Probably a lot more.
Winner. Yeah. A wing in the Hall of Fame,
Yeah, you probably got a lot. Whenever they say they'll give you anything for the trade-in?
Yeah.
You're the anything.
Yeah.
Yeah, I'm just saying.
Yeah.
A lot of self-mileage.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I don't know how they measure that, though. How do they, it's like rings on a tree, or how does that...
I don't, yeah, well...
How does that measure
could
that?
Could be, I don't know. Evidently, they see how fast you get it up. I don't know.
I don't know. I don't know. Man, wore the thing out. I don't know.
Oh, my goodness. Blown a gasket or something.
Yeah, I don't know.
Oh my gosh! So everything's okay. How did you just leave on the podcast mention? Did you not even talk about it?
I mentioned that you really loved my bag of worms.
Oh yeah, story. Yes. Yeah. Say that part. Bag of worms story.
Because I found out many years ago that I actually have extra veins, I guess, if you will.
Yeah.
In my sack, if you will, Santa's sack is full.
Yeah, you would think that would help you. With this problem, a lot more blood flow.
No, I don't know, man.
Yeah.
It's like the inside of a piano in there or something. Man. Crazy. Crazy.
Oh, my goodness.
Like an octopus in there. So.
Yeah, I guess so. Weird.
But sorry, man. Sorry if it's uncomfortable, people. I'm sorry, man. I'm just keeping it real.
Yeah, whatever. Let's just keep it rolling here, I guess.
I'm just keeping it real, man. Keeping it real. I have no story today. I'm just kind of glad it happened, to tell you the truth.
Oh, man. Gosh. So was it, did you initiate this, or was it like an emergency visit, or?
No, I didn't even, I had it marked on my calendar. I'm like, why am I even going in?
Wait a minute. I got to go talk about my junk with the doc.
No, I had a list of about five things that were wrong with me.
Right, number one.
In my fingernail.
Yeah. my fingernail.
No, I have a problem. I have a little piece of my fingernail that grows independently of like the big fingernail.
Oh, jeez. Just clip like, it.
I know. I have to keep clipping it, though.
Well, it's good.
Yeah, you know, it's not very
evidently,
big.
Evidently, that's now your new boner fingernail.
I know.
It's taken away from your other boner.
Yeah, I know.
That's your juju, and you keep cutting it.
Yeah, I know. Something happened.
Your mojo.
There's a voodoo doll after me, man. All
right. So number what's number two, then? If number one was a fingernail.
I don't recall, but anyway.
Where was on the top, on the five scale? Where was the...
I got into the most disturbing towards the end.
Okay, that's what I was wondering, yeah. You worked your way in there. Because he poo-pooed everything else. Fingernails, like, what the fuck?
Yeah, well...
Why are you paying a copay for that question? Next.
Next. Yeah.
I got this hair in my ear. Next.
Next.
Yeah. When I eat, I make noise. Next.
I said I had this growth in my eyeballs, and he's like, what? He's like, oh, yeah, that's like trichinosis or something. I'm like, oh, okay.
That's not trichinosis.
No, he had some name for it. I'm like, oh, okay.
Yeah, you got a bag of worms, you got a bag of eyeball now, or, you know, wormy eyeball now.
That's no, it's like I got something on my eyes that, like, grows on my eyes. I'm like, yeah, cool.
Like, don't worry about it until it gets bigger than your half the size of your eyeball.
Yeah, I know.
My God.
Great. Okay.
I think you just like to get touched down there, to be honest with you.
I didn't get touched.
Oh, you didn't get touched? You just looked?
That cost extra. But,
did you poke it with something?
No, you didn't poke it with anything.
you remember, like, in kindergarten, the teacher had that big finger on a stick to, like, point the words out as you read or whatever?
Mm-hmm.
Did you get one of those out of the cabinet and poke it? He's like, oh, there's a bag of worms right there. Bing.
Oh, man.
Poking you.
Yeah. Yeah. No. Yeah,
does this feel good at all?
Yeah, no. I just had to drop the fry.
Not happening, Doc.
So.
This bridge ain't lifting. It's just not working.
So.
And he's like, and he pulls out his iPad. He says, let me go to a couple sites for you here.
There you go. Let's watch Monsters Ball.
Let's go. Let's look at some videos. See if any of this really gets you going. I got this device.
Yeah.
It's gonna measure the angle.
Of the dangle. No. No, it was, you know, I don't know. Like, you know, a professional is a patient talking about stuff.
Yeah, well, that's very nice. It's good for you to help people with these things.
My wife had an issue with this. Yeah,
she had an issue with you talking about it?
Yeah.
Oh, okay. Well, tell her it's no big deal. She knows
it's
that.
It's no big deal. That's what she said. Like, that is no big deal. That is no big deal. Right
he didn't, like, bust out a magnifying glass and say, I'll see if I can help
you. He goes, remove the peanut shell and rubber band. Right. We'll see.
Yeah. He's like, is that thing wrapped up?
Yeah.
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 Yeah, nice. Well, that's cool.
Yeah.
So you feel better? Gonna be good?
I'm better. I don't have VD or cancer. Yeah, I feel a lot better.
Well, that's good. Well, that's true. It's going around, you know.
So I got that going on with you.
You catch a cold, next thing you know, you got VD and ball cancer.
Yeah. You know. Well, that's definitely...